poll, Democrat John Tester vulnerable in Montana Senate race. By Ashley Oliver on February 13, 2023. The Montana Senate race presents a key pickup opportunity for Republicans next year, according to a GOP polling memo published Monday. The memo, written by a Montana-based group called The Political Company, revealed that about a third, 34%, of the 534 likely voters polled wanted to see Senator John Tester, D. Mount, win re-election. 28% said they would vote to replace Tester regardless of who his opponent is. Another 28% said they would consider another candidate. And 9% said they do not know how they feel about voting for Tester at this stage. The memo is one of the first glimpses of a race that Republicans, especially fellow Montanan and National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Chair Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, have their sights set on flipping. The NRSC in January highlighted Tester, Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, and Senator Sherrod Brown, DO, in three separate campaign ads, noting President Joe Biden handily lost those states in 2020. Daines said in a statement upon the release of the ads that the trio of vulnerable Democrats should retire or face a brutal 2 years in which they will be held accountable for backing Biden's disastrous agenda. Tester, who is in his third Senate term after narrowly winning his last three races, has not indicated if he plans to run for re-election again in what is expected to be a difficult campaign battle after Republicans have seen success across the board in the Big Sky Country in recent years. The polling memo laid out three prospective challengers, Reps. Ryan Zinke, R. Mount, and Matt Rosendale, R. Mount, who both won their congressional races in 2022, as well as Governor Greg John Forte, R. In hypothetical rematches against Tester, John Forte tied the Montana Democrat 45% to 45%, while Rosendale and Zinke came 5 and 6 points away from beating Tester, respectively. While no Republicans have launched campaigns against Tester yet, Rosendale, a member of the hardline conservative House Freedom Caucus, challenged him in 2018 and lost by a thin margin of about 3.5 points. Zinke recently told Breitbart News he had not made a decision on running for Senate because he was focused on serving in his current role in Montana's 1st District, a new seat for Montana following the 2020 redistricting process. Zinke, a former longtime Navy SEAL, said, "I'm going to do my job. And then after this year I'll look up and look at the field and see where I can do my duty." The poll was conducted from January 30 to February 1 and had a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.